Hello there, folks. If you've been following what I did on the blog for the last few years, you'll know that around about Christmas time, I like to try and wind things down a little bit. I like to put the horror and the gore and the misery and global politics and globalists and Muslims and various other groups, just put it to one side and take a look at something a little bit comfy and a little bit cozy for Christmas. And about this year, I take a look at the snowman. Usually, of course, I blog about these things, but I'm making me entry onto YouTube recently, so I thought I would do a video on it. The snowman, the cartoon, is become a sort of tradition in Britain. It's part of the Christmas annual festival in Britain, and the story itself is really simple. A young boy builds a snowman, and then they have a few adventures, and then they fly north along the English Channel, and then up into across Norway, and eventually the boy meets Santa Claus, and Santa Claus, he has a big sort of party with lots of other snowmen, and then the Santa Claus gives him a scarf, and they come back. And then the boy goes to sleep and he wakes up and the snowman's melted. There's nothing there but a lump of snow and the snowman's hat. And it would be easy to deconstruct the snowman as a way to say, well, how would it be done today? We could add diversity quotas. Would it be a snow woman? Would the boy's parents be gay men? Or would the boy be black? And all of that kind of thing. But again, I just want to keep all the rubbish out for a nice Christmassy video. And instead, just sort of try and wrap our heads around why is it that the snowman is so popular, and why is it that it's got that magic feeling to it in our people? Where does that come from? Especially because Christmas isn't even religious anymore, and yet the thought of Christmas does hold to something, even in this age of hyper-materialism. And everybody's overworked and everybody's out buying junk. The Christmas spirit, even though it's atheistic, still survives to some degree. People still find something in Christmas, and I think it's encapsulated in the snowman cartoon. Because for that matter, what is it that our people yearn for on Christmas itself? When you keep whittling down and dissecting and deconstructing it, what you're left with is a feeling. So, what is the feeling? What triggers it? Especially now, Christmas has been, as I say, shorn of all religion, really, and exists as a consumer boom of raw materialism. But the yearning and what people call the Christmas spirit still does exist. And so, what is it? Really, all we need to do is look at the symbolism and what people want from Christmas. It's dim lights and log fires, a tumbler of whiskey, happy children unwrapping presents, snow, big roast dinners, friends, family. Well, why do Christmas trees, for example, why do Christmas trees with lights on look so pretty to us? In a world in which everything has to be quantified and reduced to raw data, why do we like a pine tree with light bulbs hanging off it? I think our minds select for what is essentially tradition, the known and the familiar, the safe and the comfortable. When I say tradition, though, what we're really talking about is identity. Identity, belonging, and authenticity. The snowman is part of the Christmas tradition in Britain now, but within the cartoon itself, it just oozes an unconscious Englishness, and then beyond that, a Northern European identity. But there's no politics in it at all. No agendas, no subtle as a baseball bat diversity quotas. I mentioned a while back on another video there about Ed Sheeran that every now and then the garbage of modern culture clears away just enough to get a glimpse of something genuine, which speaks to you on an authentic racial level. And I think the Snowman is an example of that. And it's precisely because of its innocence and purity that people adore it so much. But of course, in the modern age, everything has to be dissected and explained. The question is why? Why does it speak to a Northern European spirit? Is it the way the rabbits sit in the snow? Is it the boy's parents making toast on an open fire? Is it the famous song, which is also weirdly melancholic and serious? Is the adventure on the motorbike across the South Downs what people love? Or the way the soft charcoal depicts the English countryside in winter? Is it the TV, which is nothing but a mass of jumbled up pixels, giving the snowman a headache? These component parts on their own are simply pleasant, but altogether they speak to a yearning, I think, in our people of what should be. In the same way, it isn't just the sherry or turkey or presents which make Christmas, but all of those things combining to create an authenticity, a way of being. Ray Briggs, who created the Snowman, is depicting England as in an idealized form for English people. English people then immerse themselves in his vision and find that it's also their vision. And so we have unconsciously a positive feedback loop of English identity, and then beyond that, Northern European identity. This is, of course, the polar opposite of individualist thinking. Here, affirmation is to be found when all component parts are in place, not because they've been swept away. In the Snowman, that moment manifests itself perfectly when the boy leaves the ground and flies off the snowman. He's literally walking on air, walking in the air. The only human voice you hear in the Snowman is the choir boy who sings Walking in the Air. People often say that the song is creepy and weird, and it does have a strange seriousness. It's melancholic and quite intense. But I think the problem people have is that, again, in modernity, all emotions are whittled down to a sort of retardation, happy, sad, scared. And to hear something authentic is like trying to imagine a new colour. Expressed feeling is an emoticon or a like on social media, a little yellow smiley face. Our people just aren't used to a positive depiction of themselves and their place in the world. Like riding a bicycle with the stabilizers off for the first time, it's exhilarating and scary at the same time. Walking in the air is the feeling of having metal calipers finally being removed from the brains of our people. It's a lovely burst of joy and unbridled freedom. Freedom in the genuine, real sense. Instead of being a freedom to do, which is what we're told freedom is now, it's the freedom to be. But just to repeat, the snowman is not political. It's simply a representation of Northern Europeans by and for themselves, representing the world which resonates with them in a deep way. Imagine that the snowman probably had a budget of a few thousand pounds, but resonates with people far more than a Hollywood production weighing in at $500 million. That's the power of identity. Identity is at the heart of the snowman. You dissect the modern Hollywood blockbuster, take it apart, and there's nothing there, there's no essence to it, just a void smeared with glitz and special effects. The most haunting part of the story is when the boy and the snowman return from their trip to Santa Claus in the far north of Norway. The boy goes to sleep after a day of magic and miracles and wakes up to see the snowman has melted away. There's just a lump of snow and his hat left. Raymond Briggs has admitted that the point of it was to give a bit of tough love to young boys. The lesson is that things die and that childhood will end. the mundane, the material, and the modern will inevitably intrude on the magical, the spiritual, and the pure. Is it inevitable, though? Is it possible to impose a metaphysical reality onto the material world? Well, the boy still had the scarf, and the snowman cartoon exists, as does our enjoyment of it, and we still have a vision of what Christmas should be. What I mean is, another way of being actually does exist, and it's within us. What we have to do is bend the material world to our will. But that's another video.